All right, let's catch up with the latest in the voice search world. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So today's going to be a roundup of a few voice search updates. So let's get started. We are currently at basically 50% of voice searches. Remember when they predicted that? So as of April 2020, it turns out that 45% of internet users said they use voice search and voice commands each month. Amazon has actually launched a new way to discover Alexa skills. They've announced a name-free interaction toolkit that will allow Alexa skills to request 5 other phrases that will trigger the skill to open. This feature might help with Alexa skills discovery. And they've also switched to using deep neural networks to power their skills invocation, similar to Google. There might be a new local business provider powering Alexa's local listings. Based on intel from Rabbit and Pork, it seems like Yellow Pages, is potentially going to be replacing Yext to power local listings on Alexa. So stay tuned for that. Amazon is looking to get into the podcasting market. Amazon sees, quote, a strategic advantage in podcasts by leveraging Alexa voice tech to help users discover personalized content. Amazon's particularly thinking about offering these local podcasts when an Alexa user uses a voice command for information on a particular topic. And it seems like part of that interest is because they want to run local advertising. Amazon launched a wearable that determines the health, your health, by your voice. So Amazon's launched a smart fitness wearable called Halo, which is currently in beta. It's an app and sensors. It's got a Halo band device, has advanced AI to generate insights into the wearer's health. Amazon says the accuracy of that information is comparable to a doctor. The device listens to the user's tone by judging their mood and energy and suggests things that they might think more about. The microphones measure aspects of your voice like speech, rhythm, intensity, speed, to build a better picture of your mood as others would react about it. Now, the application of this as a fitness consumer, frankly, seems thin. I'm not so sure I need to be told that I'm tired by an AI device. However, with my SEO hat on, I can't help but think about how this information could be used by Amazon when it comes to providing relevant search results by taking into account my health condition when I'm querying something with my voice. Google has updated its assistant snapshot feature. Seems like Google wants to rework the feature so that Android users can see it as more of a starting hub on their mobile devices. Google product manager Jaquel Horton wrote in a blog post, quote, "Snapshot is the best place to see everything you've got in one place. And for the more important tasks right around the corner, Google Assistant will send a notification to make sure you don't miss it. This is just the beginning. We will continue to explore new ways for Google Assistant to be there to help before you even need to ask for it." End quote. That last line sounds like something Ray Kurzweil, who's a well-known futurist and has been working at Google for, oh my gosh, I think a decade now, would say. In fact, his quote from 2013, which I dug up, was, quote, this is Ray, "I envision some years from now that the majority of search queries will be answered without you actually asking. It'll just know this is something that you're going to want to see." Haha, so Ray does have influence at Google. So those are your tips for today, areas to keep an eye on as you're building out your voice search strategy. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.